So Trump just banned foreign students from attending Harvard this year, and it's something that he's gotten away with before. I'm Nicole. I cover politics for Vox. This is The Log Off, where we tell you about one story you need to know every week. He's relying on this legal authority in the Immigration and Nationality Act that allows him to ban foreign nationals if he thinks it's going to be detrimental to the interests of the United States to let them in. We've seen him use this many times before, most notably probably during his first administration with the travel ban directed initially at Muslim-majority countries only. He revised that version of the ban several times so that it would withstand scrutiny at the Supreme Court, which did ultimately uphold it and give him great deference to block people from entering the country. Trump had already changed the future of immigration by implementing his first travel ban and getting that upheld at the Supreme Court. And really, he created a new legal paradigm by expanding the powers of the presidency and his powers over immigration to block foreign nationals in a broad-based way, more so than other presidents had ever done. And this ban is really just a continuation of that. The order is going to affect students who aren't already enrolled at Harvard and aren't already in the US. So effectively, Trump's blocking them from entering the US at the border. So if you're already in the country, this won't necessarily affect you. So it's plausible that any court challenges here might not actually be successful, despite a lot of legal experts saying this is bad policy and shouldn't be legal. But it remains to be seen whether that's going to actually occur. And for a lot of international students, it's leaving them in a terrible kind of limbo.